beware of the leaven of the Pharisees, which is hypocrisy. And so the Lord has revealed that hypocrisy isn't something which a man suddenly decides to do. See, he likened it to leaven. A man doesn't suddenly decide he'll become a hypocrite. It's insidious. It's a secret, hidden, working power. That's the thing. And our brother has very forcefully, by the Spirit, reminded us again this morning, we can all be hypocrites, beloved. Unknowing. See, you eat bread, but you don't think that leaven's in that bread. The bread you eat, you don't think there's leaven in it. You see, it's a hidden thing. It's just part of the bread. It's absorbed in the bread. You don't see it. It's a subtle, hidden, secret, insidious thing. Gets mixed in the whole. And sometimes makes palatable bread for some people to eat. But Jesus Christ is the unleavened bread. Lord, love it. And we've got to be unleavened bread. Amen. I know there are other things that are likened to leaven in the scripture by the mouth of Jesus too. But this is a timely warning to us all. You see, the next thing he goes on to is the thing that he says. He goes from leaven to secrecy in the next verse. The thing you say in the dark. The secret thing. You see, it's all on this great thing of secrecy. Thing you say in the dark. Going to be spoken in the light. See, we do tend to go into secret things. It's a thing that's secretly going on in your heart, in your lives, in your associations with each other, man and wife, families, little groups, friends. That's right. The things you say in the dark, just to one or two exclusive friends. These are the things. In the end, it turns out to be nothing other than hypocrisy. Then the next thing, fear. I'll ask you a question. How far removed is hypocrisy from blasphemy against the Holy Ghost? How far removed is it? I don't know. It seems so close to me. It can only be a hair's breadth. Didn't they blaspheme the Holy Ghost, these hypocritical Pharisees? Didn't they? This is the chapter that speaks about I am come to send fire on the earth. Same chapter. These are the things that put the fire out. These things.
Yes.
Subtle love of money. Provisions for self. Leavenless hypocrisy. Working away inside. Fear, he goes on to. Put out the fire. And why do people make provisions? Because of fear. That's why they do it. That's right, isn't it? Of course, it's called common sense. It's called being human and humane. so fear dresseth up in many guards, very presentable to the human mind, very acceptable in the society in which we live, but unacceptable in heaven. Hallelujah. It's Jesus, all in all. He said there aren't many get there, didn't he? Well, hallelujah. Thank you, brother.